it's something that the entire world is going through together, which I think is actually so cool, because all of us, you're right, like 10 years later, we're all going to be like, dang, look at what we went through like 10 years ago. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Society Says podcast. I am so stoked today because I don't just have a guest here with me today, but I have my best friend, Lauren. We lived together actually at one point in high school. Like, that's how tight we are. We lived right down the hall from each other. And yeah, we've been through many, many adventures together. We've been through a lot of good, a lot of bad, you know, the ups and downs. And I'm just excited to have her here today. So Lauren, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, I'm Lauren. And like Staria said, I've known her since she was about 10 years old. We were in the same primary class together. if you don't know what that means, that's the class for little kids in church. And we became best friends. Then we lived together. And now I am in my sophomore year at BYU studying plant genetics. I just got back a little while ago from serving a mission in Berlin, Germany. And yeah, I'm just really enjoying it out here.
That's so awesome. Yeah, we definitely go way back. Wow, I didn't realize it was 10 years old. That is so crazy to me. I actually don't know if I've ever had a friend last this long. Like, that sounds horrible, but...
Me too.
So today, I actually feel like this topic is coming at such a great point. And I don't know if that's because I feel like a lot of people need to hear this right now, but it's just been on my mind lately, just because of this whole year, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, you know, we're coming to the end, and well, yeah, I've just been reflecting a lot. So we want to talk a little bit about self-acceptance today. And I know Lauren has a lot of great things to say about this, so I feel like it's just going to be a nice little discussion. So to kick it off, do you mind just telling me a little bit about like you growing up and how you viewed yourself or treated yourself, just kind of like how your self-acceptance was growing up?
Yeah. So as a little kid, I was really confident and like I didn't care really what other people thought. I would never put my hair in a ponytail. I would always just let it down. I would never brush it. My mom would have to like chase me and like rip my hair until the brush could go through it. I didn't really like to wear shoes. I liked to pick out my own clothes. Once I like even wore pajamas to school on accident, but you know, I didn't really care. And I was confident and I was just myself. And I think it was about in middle school when I kind of got in this friend group that was a little bit different, but than the friends I had before. And I started to notice things about myself that weren't up to par, and a lot of them were pointed out at me, like even like the stupidest little things. One time someone like pointed out that my eyelashes on my bottom lash line, like one of them was longer.
What?
And so I'd start trimming my eyelashes.
Oh my goodness.
They would be the same length. Like it was crazy. And my hair was something that has always been so my hair is really thick and it's really long and it's pretty curly and it kind of just does its own thing. It's not your typical hair. And in middle school, it wasn't the norm. And so I started straightening my hair every single day, which took like an hour and a half.
Oh, I imagine. Dang. Yeah. You have a lot of hair.
Yeah. And can you imagine what you could even do with that time? I mean, I could have learned to play the viola or the harmonica. Like, I don't know, something crazy. But yeah, I would straighten it every day. I just have this distinct memory in like seventh or eighth grade. Once I like took up all of my courage to like wear my hair natural to school. And I literally didn't even make it on the bus before like everyone was calling me Chewbacca.
That's so crazy to me because your hair has always been so beautiful to me. But I don't know if it's because, like, I feel like girls with straight hair want curly hair and girls with, like, curly hair want straight hair. But I just always thought your hair was so unique. Like, I've never seen anybody else with hair like yours. So that's just so crazy. Like, it makes me so sad, too. I'm so sorry that happened.
Yeah, it's okay. Now it's, like, it was, like, a journey of learning to love my hair. And now I barely straighten my hair or curl it or anything. I only use heat on it like 5 times a year, and I get a compliment on my hair like at least once a day, you know? And it's just like the difference between what I thought I was in middle school and then actually just embracing it and being like, wait, this is actually one of the best things about me, you know, my hair. I really like it.
Yeah, I think that's just middle school for you. I think that's why everybody hates middle school. It's just that those 3 years that is just it's just really hard because it's when you're being the most hard on yourself, the most nitpicky about your features and like the way that you are, the way that you sound, the way that you move, like literally everything. I think everyone, no matter how confident you are, I think everyone goes through that because that's also where like bullies start to come out too, and people just like to make fun of other people in that age bracket. I don't really know why. But yeah, I remember my sixth grade year. I don't know if you remember this too well because we were friends, but not like as close as we were like a couple years later. But sixth grade, well, let me backtrack actually. So all of elementary, I was that girl that wore like neon jeans and like those, you know, those Converse that tie all the way up to your knee. Have you ever seen that? Yeah, I wore those. I had like a strip of purple through my hair at like a really young age. Like my mom was okay with it. I was just like that crazy girl that was wearing neon and just like crazy boots all the time. And then middle school came around and sixth grade, I wore all black. Like I was so uncomfortable with who I was and I kept a purple streak, but I was so uncomfortable with who I was. And so I wore black every day and I just kind of like shied away. But it was, I think, my junior year of high school that I was looking back on messages from Facebook and I started going through all these messages and it was like people like actually wanted to be my friend in sixth grade. But in sixth grade, I just thought nobody liked me. Like it's so crazy how our mind sees it one way when it's not even the truth, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think like getting out of middle school, you learn that a lot of things that you thought were like so important, like don't matter. And people tell you that in middle school and you're like, yeah, but I'm still going to wear my juicy tracksuit, like, because I want to be cool.
Oh man, Uggs and juicy tracksuit.
Oh my goodness. The tracksuits are coming back in style, not juicy, but I keep just having flashbacks to like the middle school juicy tracksuits.
Oh man. Well, especially where we grew up in Bellevue, it's like everyone was wearing brand name clothes, you know?
Yeah.
And like it was so hard too because like my family, we were having a really tough time with money at that time. So like I could never wear that stuff. I remember I was able to get a pair of Uggs, I think, like, end of sixth grade or something. And I was, like, so happy that I could finally wear something that would make me fit in. But, like, that's so ridiculous, you know?
It's, like, it's a hard game. I mean, my family was okay financially, but still, my mom didn't want to buy me Lululemons when I was in, like, seventh grade. So, like, you're going to grow out of them next year. And, like, why would I get those for you? Like, kind of a ridiculous standard.
It's so true. So was the idea of self-love and like self-acceptance mentioned or showcased very much in your life growing up?
I had great family, great parents, but I don't know, like I think there's just a generational switch. I don't know if like we focused a lot on like self-love. But I mean, my parents definitely loved me and raised me well. But I think in my household, it was like a little bit more like you tough it up. Like if you're having a rough day, you keep it inside and you put on a good face. And like, it's not good to cry unless you're physically hurt. And like, I had a great great raising up and great parents, but I think a lot of the trials that we have in middle school like are different now with social media. And I think maybe back when our parents all were growing up, that generation, it's a little bit easier to suck it up when there's not like a constant reminder online and a buzzing on your phone and something that you can look back at, like a picture or comments, and it's constantly there. It's not the same. It's just more intense.
It really is. Like, and I think people our age, like our parents, I think they're just now starting to realize that it's like, it's really important that we understand that we need to like love ourselves. And like, I think parents nowadays, that are people who are having kids in like the last couple of years and like now, I think are just now like, it's now like a normal thing to teach your kid to like love yourself, you know? Because I think you're right, like my parents were the same, like no crying in the house. Even if you got physically hurt, my parents were always like, just suck it up, like stop crying. And like, it was just a lot of tough love. And I think a lot of people would probably agree with that their parents were like that growing up. And I think you're right. I think it's just like social media changed a lot. And like, there's not only bullying at school, there's also cyberbullying now too. You don't even have to go to school to get bullied. Like, even with this quarantine, there's still bullying. There's still lots of horrible things happening because everybody is linked to some sort of social media in some way. I mean, there are very few people who don't have social media, which good for them. But yeah, I think that's probably why it wasn't really a thing for us growing up, because I can agree, and I feel like probably a lot of people can agree with that too. But I don't know, like, do you think that it's something that should be taught in like a household, or do you think it's fine to just do the tough love?
I think it should be taught. I think it's something that I'm still learning, and I still like have effects on, or it still affects me. I think this next generation is a lot more aware of like the effects of social media and a lot more able to like maybe help their future children. But at the same time, who knows what technology our children are gonna have? Like, there's just a generational gap in every generation, and that's kind of something we can't avoid. But I know like our parents always did their best, and I think we're always going to do our best, but there's also got to be a point where the individual kind of steps up and is like, you know what, like I need something more, like I'm not okay with how I feel about myself right now, like I need to change that. And like, you kind of need to break it down, and sometimes other people can't do that for you. They can guide you, and of course there's people who are more aware that can like help you, but it's kind of also an individual thing. Like, people are gonna, I mean, as Taylor Swift said, haters gonna hate. Sometimes you just need to shake. No, but it's true. It just happens. It's just life. And sometimes people just need to deal with that. And they can deal with that by learning self-love and to accept themselves for who they are, no matter what the circumstance.
It's 100% something that you just kind of have to own on your own. Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be probably the hardest part for me when that chapter of my life comes around. It's just like, I really just want my kids to understand that it's like important to like who you are and to be confident with all your features and like, you know, however you came out, like your features, that's like who you are, and like there is no mistake there. But yeah, I think self-acceptance is definitely a lifelong journey, I feel like. Because even if you reach a point where you're like, I like who I am, there's always things that you're working on. I really believe that everybody every day is working on themselves. Like, I don't think you reach some point where you're like, I am perfect. I can stop. Like, I don't have to worry about it anymore. You know, we're growing beings, so we constantly have things that we have to continue to accept about ourselves. You know, like our bodies continue to change over the years, so when something changes, like we have to be like, okay, well, I still love myself. Like, when we get older, a lot of people end up getting like a gut, and you just gotta accept it. You know, like, you can make goals and stuff to try to, well, for example, like a fitness thing, if you like let yourself go, you know, like don't beat yourself up, and maybe set a goal to like, I don't know, change it. Like, if it really matters to you, like, do it in a healthy way where you set a goal and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this for me because I really just want to be able to get back to that, that state, you know. But I just really believe in like, just like surrounding yourself with like your own love when you're going through things like that, because if it gets negative, then it gets toxic, and that's when self-acceptance just starts to get knocked down.
Yeah, for sure. I think the concept of growing is big. Yeah, but I definitely think that human beings are growing. One thing that I learned a ton on my mission, so for those of you who don't know, a mission is kind of when you go somewhere in the U.S. or somewhere around the world and you talk to other people about like finding God and see if they're interested, and you can help them along their process. But there's a big difference between missions in South America, where people are very, very Christian, kind of searching for God, very active and religious, than, let's say, East Germany. There's a big difference. East Germany, especially after the war, Germany has been very atheist. And like, after you live through something like that, how could you really believe in God? That's something that's really hard. And then there's these generation of people that have been raised by kind of atheists from the war. And the mission is just a lot different. But you expect to go there and see tons of miracles and like have people want to stop and talk to you on the street. And you get there and it's kind of like a slap in the face. You learn like, okay, like, these people actually kind of don't want to talk to me. And it's kind of a hard realization, especially with so many expectations. Like, and your family expects you to do well, you expect to do well, you're like, God probably expects me to do well. There's all these expectations, your mission present, the people around you, like, and you realize like you're not like supposedly living up to it, or like in a way that you can like show others and be like, look, this is what I'm doing. Sometimes it's very, very internal, and you can get in yourself in this perfectionist mindset and be like, I'm not doing it, I give up, I can't do it, this is not what I signed up for, like, I'm so tired, I'm never gonna live up to this standard, I'm never good enough, like, I can't do this. And it's so easy to just give up. But the trick to that I took me a long time to learn, I'm still learning, is self-acceptance. Just being like, I accept myself where I am, and that, no, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm working on getting there. And like, I accept the process. Not like just expecting yourself to jump from start to end. Like, but accepting that there is a process, accepting yourself along the way and be like, I'm trying. And that's good enough.
Yeah, that's perfect. I, you know, just because you were talking about like how you would tell yourself, like, I accept who I am, I think it's actually good to like literally out loud say things to yourself. So like, I know people like, I don't know what the proper phrase is for this. Like, I don't know what the term is, but there's a lot of like phrases that people like look in the mirror and say it to themselves every morning. But I'm kind of taking a different take on this. Like, I do want to start doing that, and I want to come back to that. But just real quick, something that I've been doing lately, because I definitely, for like the past 2 years, have been in the biggest growth period of my life. Like, I've changed so much, and it's just simply because I didn't like the person that I was before, and I knew that I had a lot that I needed to work on. And I feel like I should make a disclaimer, it's because I wasn't a very nice person before. Like, I always tell people, like, I was the Grinch before, like, if they didn't know who I was, because I was just really negative, super angry. I feel like I was a good friend, but I had a lot of stuff going on in my life, so like, I would sometimes just be kind of absent. Anyway, there was just a lot that I need to work on. So for the past 2 years, I've been on like a huge growth journey, and I've been loving it. It's also like really hard to like, it's really hard to focus on yourself. Let me just put that out there. Since we're talking about self-acceptance, the journey is not easy. So if you're like in this journey and you're having a really hard time, like, don't worry about it. It has its ups and downs. But one thing that I have is like a big anger problem. And lately, since I'm married to somebody who is just a saint, he doesn't get mad ever. And like, he's just like always happy. He always has that mindset where he's like, oh, well, that's how it is. Like, I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to be upset or anything. I'm the opposite. But what I've been doing lately is anytime I, like, my anger wants to kick in and I don't let it, I will say it out loud. I'll be like, dang, like, I could have, like, flipped out on that person, but instead, I didn't. And I literally am telling myself this. I'm like, dang, like, I didn't do it. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Like, I am mad right now. Like, I'm boiling inside, but I didn't let it out. I didn't flip out on this person and ruin their day. Like, I am growing. And like, I tell myself that, you know, sometimes I'll tell my husband that just so, you know, so I can share it with someone else. But I think the importance of actually like saying things out loud to yourself is good, because I feel like when you just keep it in your head, it can just kind of get lost in your thoughts. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Just like accepting how you feel. I literally felt angry this like 2 weeks ago for the first time in like 2 years that, or maybe like a year, that I'd really like felt anger. And it took me a minute. I was like, I feel angry right now. Like, what is this emotion? I was like, I need to do something.
It's not a great emotion.
Like, yeah, but yeah. And sometimes it just comes. Like, emotions aren't bad. It's like what you do with them that can be bad. But I feel like in embracing them, acknowledging that you have it and feel it, puts you in the right position to like react to that emotion.
Yeah, it's what you do with it that's important. You know, like, I'm definitely by no means saying like bottle up your emotions. Like, if it's a negative emotion, like, I don't bottle up my anger. I just try to, well, it's what you do with it. Instead of yelling at someone and like cussing someone out, like, I can't believe I'm just admitting this right now, but yes, I like, that's where anger takes me. Instead of doing that, like, that's why I've started boxing. So if I am able to do that, like, I'll go box so then I can get all my anger out. And like, it really, really helps. Or if I can't do that, I will literally get in my car and drive somewhere and just like yell as loud as I can. Like, I think it's important to just like direct your emotions in like a very healthy way. I don't know. Maybe I sound like a crazy person.
No, that's perfect. No, I think I was saying what you did is like perfect. Like, you acknowledge that you had the emotion and then you could like react to it how you chose to. I had someone close to me in my life. You know who they are, but I won't say it just in case people listening know. But every time she got mad, she would get pencils and snap them. Like, she'd be writing something and then she'd get mad or frustrated with it and she'd just snap the pencil. And then once we were going through her room, like, cleaning something, and we just found this giant bag of snapped pencils.
Oh my gosh.
Like, all these little pieces. And you know what? It's like, okay, that's like a little bit interesting. That's a little bit weird. But at the same time, it's like, yo, that's not hurting anyone. And that's how she handles that emotion. Like, if she's punching someone, okay, like, maybe we'll tell her to stop. But like, if releasing that emotion comes from the snap of a pencil, like, do it.
Yeah, it's weird that I can relate to that. Like, breaking something when you're mad helps so much. Like, oh my gosh, I can't. It's like the first thing that comes to mind when anytime I get angry, I want to throw something. I want to break something. But like, I know I can't, because pretty much everything I own is like some sort of technology and like will be like, it'll cost me a lot. But I think that's actually really smart. It is very weird, but I'm impressed that like at that age, she was able to figure out that like she needs something to do instead of like punching people. So I guess since we've been like talking about, I wanted to talk about that thing that I don't know what the word is. You know when you like, you're like manifesting things to yourself? Is it like mantras or what is it called?
Oh, Let's see. I think a mantra is, I think that is it. I know it's a Buddhist word, like Buddhist like sayings, I think are mantras.
Yeah, just in case I'm wrong, and anybody can let me know that's listening, but it like people have like maybe like 2 to 3 things that they want to like have themselves believe over time. So in the morning, or believe or like achieve, it can be a goal too. But in the morning time or whenever works for you like look in the mirror and you just repeat these things a couple times through. I don't know what the word is. I used to know, but I don't anymore.
I
But
think it is mantra. I
yeah,
think so.
it might be. But yeah, basically you're just like manifesting those things into your life. I've never tried it, but I've always wanted to. And I keep saying this like literally in the last episode or two, like I talked about this. But yeah, anyway, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I think it really works. I was going through when I first got back to college, like especially in COVID time, and like I'd gone back from my mission, COVID happened, and like I'm a very much a people person, and like I didn't have much contact with people, and I got back to college, and some things kind of fell apart that I wasn't expecting, and I was kind of in a really, really rough place, and like I wasn't happy for a little bit, and I started like saying to myself every day, I choose to be happy. And like if something happened that like sucked, I would just be like acknowledge it and then just be like, I choose to be happy, like realize that it's like a choice. And I would just like repeat myself that to myself, and I feel like it helps me. And I'm still, I mean, struggling a little bit, but I'm definitely in a lot better place. I've worked through a lot of that stuff. I don't think anyone's trials just like, all right, it's over now. I think they kind of fade and then a new one comes, and I'm on the fading side of it. So I'm doing good, but things are still hard, and sometimes I still like think of that, and I don't really need it too much right now, but I think when I was in that really hard place just for like a few weeks, I had to say that to myself.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do. Like, sometimes things just really suck, and you just have to, like, you have to do something about it, even if that means you're just trying to convince yourself that you're happy, you're fine, you're okay with what's happening. I'm sure a lot of people have had to do that this year.
Yeah, we're all stuck inside and in our heads, and now we're starting to talk to ourselves and like the same repetition things, which can feel kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to admit this because you know what? I'm confident in myself. But doing those mantras, like saying stuff to myself out loud, is like not weird to me because I've literally been doing it my whole life. Like if I have something that's very confusing in my head and I need to like talk it out, but like I don't like talking to people all the time, I will literally just like sit down and like think out loud. That's what I like to call it, rather than talking to myself, because it's not like I'm having a full-on conversation like, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing great. How about you? You know? Like, I probably do this on a daily basis, because if I didn't, my head would just, oh my gosh, my head would just explode from all the things that are crammed in my brain. But I don't know. It works for some people. Some people, it makes them feel really weird, and so it doesn't work for them, but yeah, so basically, on that side of COVID, I've been totally fine. Speaking of this year, do you have thoughts?
I think it's been a crazy year for everyone. I think there's a lot of points in life where you can say, oh, I would do this if I had more time. Oh, like, you know, I would do this if, blah, blah, blah. And then 2020 kind of gave people, okay, like, here's your time. Like, what are you gonna do with it? And I think it's just like learning to have a big chunk of time and like motivate yourself to like do something that you value.
Yeah, I think as much as 2020 has been a frightening year, very stressful, I do think it's kind of also been like a huge blessing for everyone because it has given us more time. Like, think about it. stuck at home. Like, you had to spend time with your family or your roommates, whoever. I'm just assuming most people were probably with family in one way or another, but you had to spend time with them, which I feel like is a good opportunity to just like get to know your family better and have some good quality time. It gave you more free time, which therefore I know so many people who had so many goals and they're like, I'm just gonna achieve this goal this year because I have all the time in the world. I just think it's so awesome. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about like the positives of this year for sure. But yeah, no, actually on that topic, I actually posted about this on the Society Says Instagram this morning, but I listened to this podcast episode that was talking about just that, how it's more of a blessing. Like, yeah, I don't want to say that there's nothing, like the bad stuff that happened is like nothing. It's like small. Like, no, it's definitely impacted all of our lives for sure. And I'm aware that people have had like loved ones be affected by COVID, and that's very scary. But this is a year where you're one of two people. You're either that person that's complaining and making excuses, and you're still saying like you don't have time for things, or you just can't do it because of everything that's happened this year. There's just no way. Things are shut down. You can't go see people. You can't get things done. Or you're that person that is like, okay, yeah, this year is really horrible. It's just putting me through so much. It's testing me so much, but I'm going to push through and I'm going to take this opportunity to see how strong I am and to just like fight and do what I love and try to accomplish some goals. So I just think that's kind of interesting. I don't know, like, if you've noticed those people in your life, like one or the two.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people that have become more introverted and maybe a little bit more lazy and kind of just like down on themselves. And like, sometimes that has been me on certain days, you know? And it's just like, sometimes it's like that, but I think it goes back to like the acceptance thing. Like, you have to accept yourself, but also you have to accept 2020.
Yeah, which is, you like, do.
That's hard. Like, you look at it and it's all its flaws and you're like, you're sick. You are like keeping me away from my friends and loved ones. You're canceling all my social events. Like, you've done a lot of like roller coaster stuff to the economy. It's just like, you look at it all and you're like, this is a mess. And you can be mad at that mess, or like you can be mad at yourself for being a mess sometimes, or you can just be like, you know what, it's 2020.
Literally, it's, we can't change it.
And just like accept it, be like, hey, like, I can't change 2020. It's just how it is right now. And it's trying to get better. Just as like, you have to say to yourself and be like, hey, I'm trying to get better. 2020 is also trying to get better. And then like, work with what you have.
Yeah. It's very true. You know, like, we can't change anything that's happened this year. Like, it is what it is. I just think it's so like interesting that at the beginning of 2020, everybody was like, this is my year. Like, I'm going to grow so much. I'm going to accomplish so much. I can feel it. It is so funny because nobody saw what was coming. But I still think that that's true. I still think that it's everybody's year. It's like, it's literally that one year that I feel like everybody, like, if you actually try, it is your year. Like, you have so much time, and I know that it's really scary what's going on, but like, I mean, I think a huge part of that is social media. Social media makes everything look very, very, very scary. And it really causes people to stress out a lot. So I feel like, I don't know, maybe some people are being affected just mentally because of that, you know, and isolation. It's just, it takes a toll on you after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a hard year, but yeah, it can definitely be your year. I think I've learned a lot in 2020. I know people always learn stuff about themselves from hard times, but it's also, it's just like a funny time. Like, in a weird way, I'm grateful to have lived through 2020, because in 10 years, I'm going to be like, well, it's not 2020. You know, and it's kind of our dark moment, the dark ages of the new world will be 2020. And I don't know if it could get too, it could get worse. I don't want to jinx that. But I have a lot of hope that it'll get better. And then we can always look at back at this time, like almost in gratitude and be like, at least I'm not in 2020 anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be that. It's something that the entire world is going through together, which I think is actually so cool because all of us, you're right, like 10 years later, we're all gonna be like, dang, look at what we went through like 10 years ago.
We suffered together.
Yeah, like literally the entire world, we are all suffering together. We're all struggling. I think probably why this year has been such a struggle, honestly, is just that I think a lot of people who didn't struggle with mental health stuff before, it's coming up now this year, and they're like, what is going on? Like, what is this that I'm feeling? What is this that I'm struggling with? Like, it's scary when you've never struggled with mental health before, and like, suddenly you are. So, I think that is probably the case as well.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I had kind of stuff that I like a little bit just struggle with, like in middle school and high school, a lot with that self-acceptance and just kind of like social anxiety because of that a little bit. But definitely, my trials now have been harder because my outlet is a lot of times social interaction or like making new friends. Like, if something's hard, I'll just like talk to strangers and make friends with strangers and like, go to an activity and like meet new people there and just kind of have someone there that doesn't know anything about me or anything about the things I'm going through. That's one of my coping mechanisms. And like, that's kind of gone, you know? And so it kind of makes things like more intense, like, can I get that same feeling from the people I'm around? Like, oh, I shouldn't have to like rely on other people. Like, there's a lot of people that have to find new outlets.
Yeah, this is like the year of self, like self-acceptance, self-love, self-care, self-motivation is a huge thing too. Like, are you just gonna sit on the couch all day, or are you gonna like get yourself up, even though no one's making you? You know, like a lot of people didn't have a job for the longest time or still don't. Like, you don't have to go anywhere or do anything, but it's that self-motivation of like getting yourself up and like getting yourself to work on something or learn something new, which is really hard for a lot of us. But I don't know. I mean, I think that we should make it more of like a normal thing to look inward, you know, because I don't think a lot of people did that before this year. I think this is definitely a first for a lot of people to think so much about themselves and to like realize so much of what they're going through and to like focus on that, you know? And I think it's so important because you just learn more about yourself. You so then when trials come again, you feel a little bit more confident getting through it because you're like, okay, this is probably how my brain's gonna react. I can prepare, but I know how to get through it.
Yeah, it's so true. And like the way if you stress, like it not only affects like how you're feeling, but like the effects of stress build up in your body and cause you to get sick, and all it affects everything. So it's just like learning to be like healthy.
Yeah, seriously. Well, do you have any like last minute things that you want to say about 2020 this year before we go into our last little bit? I feel like we pretty much covered it. Okay, so then I guess we'll just leave it with a piece of advice from you.
I think getting through hard times, there's always actually a mantra. I hope that's the word we were talking about that from the like Alcoholics Anonymous like group that I think can apply to getting through any hard thing or overcoming any challenge or addiction or anything you want to work on. And an addiction could be like thoughts, like bad things that you think. But it's kind of like a little prayer kind of that they say together. at the end of their meeting, and they said, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference."
I like that.
I really like that. I think about it a lot. And just like, accept the things you cannot change, courage to change the things you can, and then just the wisdom to know the difference, and just leave the things you can't change.
Yeah, I think that would relieve a lot of stress, a lot of burden from a lot of us. So I think that's really awesome. Thank you for that. And thank you so much for joining me today, talking with me about, you know, self-acceptance in 2020.
Yeah, it was good to see you again.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Anyone who listened, I hope that you found some sort of inspiration or motivation or help with this topic that we discussed today. I think it's just important to talk about or think about every once in a while so that you're kind of, you know, looking inward and asking yourself, how often do you pay attention to yourself and what you need and like how you think about yourself. So yeah, if you guys don't follow the Society Says Instagram, definitely do so. It's always linked in the description. I post a lot of tips and advice on there, and it's just a really great community. So if you need some extra support, it's there for you guys. And don't forget to tune in next Monday. See ya.